A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and we have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where this Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. And thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, you are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and he ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and they did him homage. And they offered their treasures. They opened them. They were gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another path. This is the gospel of the Lord. So, yesterday I was in the Mexico City airport, and everybody was dressed up like three kings. They were greeting you on the streets. This day is much more celebrated in much of the world than December 25th, because this is the day when the gifts are given. And it's very fortunate because they don't confuse all the consumerism with the birthday of Jesus the way we do. But all the kids were excited as I left. They were waiting for the three kings to deliver their gifts today. But after saying that, I have to point out what should be obvious. It never says they're kings, not once. Nor does it say they're three, not once. Did you ever notice that? Shows how legends and imagination just moves, and we all carry the common imagination, but very often it has nothing to do with the original story. The only real thing is that they were travelers from a long distance. Now, magi are seekers of wisdom. Now, it's probably why we call them wise men. And in almost all ancient cultures, people who sought wisdom looked for something that seemed eternal and predictable. And so they looked to the stars, the winter solstice, summer solstice, looking for the patterns. And so we have here clearly people seeking wisdom. And to seek wisdom, they did what is almost universally the truth in classic legends and fairy tales and stories. They had to leave home. There's not a single story of any wise person who ever becomes wise by staying in their own neighborhood. Never, never, never. If you don't know any black people If you don't have a single black friend, I know your opinion about black people is largely useless. Yes, useless. Waste of time. Don't bother me with it. If you don't have a single gay friend, then don't tell me your opinion about gay people. I'm not interested. You don't know anything. You've got to leave home. And by home, I mean yourself as the central reference point. If you don't know any Protestants, I don't want to hear your opinion about Protestants. It doesn't mean anything. You'll just state the usual stereotypes and prejudices. The reason I was in Mexico was to take an immigrant friend of mine way in the southern part of Mexico to visit his mother before she died. I'd promised him years ago I would do that, and little did I think it would come at such a time where I was free and where I could learn so much. I'm sure we all have, particularly you, many of you have a Mexican heritage, have even your own stereotypes about Mexicans. Well, because I was able to leave and largely drive through the southern part, the tropical part of Mexico, as soon as I created an opinion, I drive to the next town and it was different. There's so much diversity in Mexico. So many peoples, so many languages. For many of the native peoples in the southern part, Spanish is their second language, and many do not even know Spanish. If you don't respect diversity, you really aren't going to be a wise man or a wise woman, because you have no points of comparison, and you remain your own point of comparison. You want everybody to be like our president does, everybody to be a white, wealthy American. Well, that's just not true, and therefore it's not wisdom. What a gift it is to leave home and to look back at your own home from a different perspective. And these men, by doing just such a thing, met the Christ, the eternal Christ. So make sure, and I mean it, make sure this year that somehow, I don't just mean geographically, you leave home. Get out of your own little world where everybody's just like you. And you only talk to other people from the South Valley, other Catholics, other Mexican Americans, and therefore live conveniently with your prejudices about almost everybody else. This is making our world not just very unwise, but even scary and dangerous, as everybody appears to be afraid of everybody. With that, there's no hope in sight. We're certainly not going to create many wise men or wise women. So don't allow this to be a sentimental feast about the three men. It's so pretty up here, isn't it? You know, if ever your religious images are too pretty, they're probably not truthful. You know what I mean? If it doesn't create a little bit of what we call the shadow, the dark side, the other side, because everybody has their dark side, and we do too. And we only see it when we see other people. I've never seen such poverty as I saw along the roadsides of Mexico. Everywhere, everywhere. Millions and millions and millions of people who live on nothing, coming by the car, hoping to sell you something that you couldn't possibly need or use. And even when I tried always to smile, even when I had to say no, but they'd say, Dios te bendiga. They're used to being rejected. They're used to not winning. See, we're used to winning. We're used to being empire. We're used to being right. We're used to being number one. So we don't know how to lose. What I met in Mexico were people who knew that losing was a part of life. And they didn't turn bitter, at least in my experience, when they didn't get their way. If I had learned nothing else than just that, it was more than worth 2 weeks traveling in Mexico. Don't miss the opportunity.